Chapter 21. I landed on March the 1st, 2008. The obligatory press conference stood between me and a proper meal. I held my breath, went before the chosen reporter, answered his questions. He used the word hero, which I wouldn't stand for. The heroes are the guys on the plane, not to mention the guys still back at Delhi and Dwyer and Edinburgh. I walked out of the room, straight into William Parr. I think Willie hugged me. I think I gave Parr a kiss on each cheek. He might also have squeezed my shoulder. It would have appeared, to anyone at a distance, a normal family greeting and interaction, but for us it was a flamboyant, unprecedented demonstration of physical affection. Then they both stared at me, wide-eyed. I looked exhausted, haunted. "You look older," Parr said. "I am." We piled into Parr's Audi and zoomed off towards Highgrove. Along the way, we spoke as if we were in a library, very hushed. "How are you, Harold?" "Oh, I don't know. How are you?" "Not bad." "How's Kate?" "Good." "I miss anything?" "No, same old." I rolled down the window, watched the countryside fly by. My eyes couldn't quite absorb all that colour, all that green. I breathed in the fresh air and wondered which was the dream, the months in Afghanistan or this trip in the car. The guns of Dwyer, the beheaded goats, the boy in the wheelbarrow, was that reality? Or was reality these soft leather seats and Parr's cologne?